Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so that is actually a statistic from the U.S. Highway Administration. So that's something that we got from there. It's actually tied with two other cities, substantially larger, Boston and Chicago. So all of these cities about 20 times higher than those with the lowest parking rates.
Now, do you know what kind of parking spots that takes into consideration when you're looking through all of this? Is that only private parking garages? Does that include free spaces at all?
That would include the average for a private parking garage.
Okay, so a part of the whole parking picture, but the private parking garages here, a lot more expensive than the average. What are some of the cities that are kind of right around Buffalo to give us an idea of where the similar prices are?
Boston and Chicago were tied with Buffalo. New York City was actually more like $25. San Diego, more like $24. So pretty large cities across the board. I would say Buffalo was the smallest of all of those for those very high parking rates.
Yeah, did you tend to notice in that category that maybe some of the lower-priced cities were actually the smaller cities, maybe where you'd expect Buffalo to be?
Yes, yeah, some of the lowest parking rates were in places like Greensboro, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Fort Wayne, Indiana. So definitely smaller cities. They usually tend to be more in the South or in the Midwest as well, so lower cost of living to begin with.
All right. And one of the other places we saw Buffalo mentioned was when it comes to driving conditions, and that is the weather, whether it's cloudy or rainy days every single year. Buffalo didn't fare too well there, did it?
No, Buffalo beat out Cleveland, Seattle, Portland for the most days with precipitation. It ranked very last for that specific metric.
All right, so that obviously takes into effect when you're talking about driving throughout the country. What are some of the places you'd want to drive in? What are some of the places you wouldn't? Now, Buffalo didn't make the top 10, though, of either of the two lists. What were some of the things you saw in, say, like a San Francisco or Detroit or Philadelphia that made it even worse than Buffalo? Where did Buffalo have those cities beat?
So these cities tend to have more expensive gas prices, even more expensive cars, usually fluctuates by $1,000 or $2,000 depending on where you live. So all of these cities had it beat there, and just more traffic and a little bit less in terms of infrastructure. Some of the best cities to drive in, obviously more ideal weather too. Raleigh, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, El Paso, Texas, cheaper across the board, cheaper on gas, cheaper on cars, cheaper on maintenance, and just easier to get around.
So while Buffalo's paying more for, say, parking, we're not paying as much as gas in some of these other cities.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.